Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much, every Monday morning. From Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. This week in Alaska history, February 8, 1939, the Goldstein Building in Juneau, which formerly housed Alaska's executive offices and served as its capital, was gutted by fire, but its concrete walls stood and were reused. February 9, 1973, the United States District Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C., in a victory for environmental groups, ruled that the right-of-way configuration requested for the Trans-Alaska Pipeline could not be issued under the Mineral Leasing Act. Congress later that year amended the law to allow construction. February 9, 1899. The Wilson and Sylvester Sawmill at Wrangell received machinery that would make it the largest sawmill in Alaska. February 11, 1945. Charles D. Brower, known as, quote, the King of the Arctic, died at Barrow at age 82. February 12, 1932. The roundhouse and shops at the White Pass Railroad at Skagway were destroyed by fire. February 13, 1947, the SS North Sea of the Northland Transportation Company ran upon a rock in Milbank Sound, British Columbia. The people were saved, but the ship remained on the rock. Valentine's Day, February 14, 1931, the Federal and Territorial Building, now the state capitol at Juneau, was formally dedicated. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. Now for your poem. Today's poem is found in the book Hunger and Dreams, the Alaskan Women's Anthology, edited by Patricia Monahan, published by Fireweed Press, Fairbanks, 1983. Neighbor, by Sheila Nickerson. Suppose that old woman, I've seen her once, living in that small greenhouse, is related to raspberries. They alone climb up her walk every spring and reach till they can peek in the windows. I have seen no one, not even dog or pigeon, go up that path in any season. And suppose that she dies in winter, and that is why her path is never cleared of snow, and that she rises in spring with red sap, a vision to be met at the door by her cousins coming for summer. They carry small bags packed tight. They gossip like mad, leaning against each other. They dress up. They whisper of red. They dream of sleep that follows fruit. And suppose that we opened her door in winter and saw her there, a tiny nest of roots.